Well, the court said that the law put into place actually an amendment to the Policing Act, which resulted in the disbanding of the so-called Scorpions, which was the Directorate of Special Operations, and replacing it with the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, which is known as the Hawks, within the police service under oversight of the police minister, was unconstitutional because it does not ensure the independence of the Hawks.
Now, Delia, give us an idea just how prominent or important the Scorpions were.
They were very important because they undertook a lot of investigations into government corruption, including senior government officials, and not only corruption, but other crimes committed by senior government officials. But corruption was very high on their agenda. Well, it was certainly a very public part of the work that they did. And as you will recall, that was the unit that was investigating and brought charges against President Jacob Zuma on corruption and other related charges, and which were dropped just shortly before he was elected president by Parliament in 2009.
It was that very case that caused many people to say the disbanding of the Scorpions was politically motivated, was it not?
Yes, it was that case, and it was also that case that caused the opponents of the Scorpions to say that what they were doing was politically motivated because of the political standing of the people that they targeted. When I say targeted, I should actually say investigated, because they were investigating infractions of the law, in fact.
Now, the newer unit, the Hawks, are they independent, and who do they report to?
Well, they now fall within the police service. And, of course, the police minister has oversight.
Have the Hawks investigated any prominent cases, as the Scorpions did?
They have been investigating some corruption cases and also some racketeering cases, but not to the same extent as the Scorpions did.
Well, now that the Constitutional Court has said the legislation disbanding the Scorpions is unconstitutional, what happens next?
Well, the court has given the government 18 months to rectify the legislation to ensure that it guarantees the independence of such a body. Whether they will remain the Hawks and where exactly they will be located, nobody knows.